migrant trio, including asylum seeker on the run from murder sentence, convicted for gang rape of woman on English beach. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 23, 2026. Three migrant males, including a man who fled Egypt to escape a lengthy prison sentence for murder, have been convicted of repeatedly raping a woman on a beach in England. Two Egyptians and one Iranian have been found guilty of repeated rapes of a 33-year-old woman on Brighton seafront in October 2025. All three had denied their guilt and claimed the attack was consensual, and that the woman had actually approached them for sex. 26-year-old Iranian national Abdullah Ahmadi, above, right, whose asylum application had already been rejected before the attack but who remained in the country, at liberty, and living in a government-funded migrant hotel, was found guilty of two counts of rape. 25-year-old Egyptian national Ibrahim Alshaf, above, left, who met co-rapist Ahmadi for the first on the migrant smuggler boat while illegally breaking into the United Kingdom, was found guilty of two counts of rape. His asylum application has also been turned down by the government. 20-year-old Egyptian national Karen Aldana Sirt, above, center was found guilty of four counts of rape. He is already a convicted murderer in his home country and is understood to have fled Egypt to escape having to serve a lengthy prison sentence. Like Ahmadi, his asylum application had also been turned down before the attack took place. All three men lived together at the Siswood House Hotel, a historic country house hotel and former wedding venue that after the coronavirus pandemic downturn in hospitality was taken over by the government to become a migrant hotel. Sussex police stated the 33-year-old victim was taken from the seafront on the night of October 4th and dragged behind a beach hut where she was attacked in the early hours of the morning. The force noted the men were identified because they had visited a nightclub earlier in the evening and the doorman had taken a record of their identity cards. Detective Chief Superintendent Richard McDonagh said, "These three predatory men took advantage of an extremely vulnerable woman, subjecting her to a prolonged, harrowing ordeal." Court reporting by The Guardian newspaper reveals that after the woman was dragged behind the beach hut she was repeatedly raped and that one of the men, the convicted murderer Aldana Sirt, had used his mobile phone to create videos of the assault. Footage recovered and shown to the jury showed Egyptian migrant Alshaf smiling, sticking his tongue out, and slapping the woman in the face during the rapes. The jury heard Aldana Sirt spat in the victim's mouth while repeatedly chanting "dirty bitch." The court heard testimony from the victim who said, "I asked them to stop and they wouldn't stop. I was begging them to stop and they wouldn't. They're evil and they've ruined my life." The prosecutor said, "Frankly, to these defendants, the complainant was meat. They wanted sex and that could be achieved by being with someone who was in no state to resist them." After the rapes, the asylum seekers returned to their government-funded hotel and had a barbecue. The men will be sentenced on July 15. The government is seeking to have the group deported.